The beautiful word listed in your little bulletin says homily, which means a short reflection. So, happy Reformation, you're welcome. I think what I'm reflecting most on these scriptures is the ways that life is difficult, especially the relationships we have. And I think one of the hardest things about relationships is not always knowing where you stand with someone. So if you've got friendships and a friend that you used to talk to all the time and all of a sudden has kind of fallen off, where do you stand with that person? Did you do something wrong? Did they do something wrong? Are you guys both just busy? What's happening? Or if you're in a dating relationship, do I like this person more than they like me? Do I come on too strong or do I kind of hold back? Am I looking desperate? Where is this person at in this relationship? How much of myself do I put out there, or are they starting to back away? So we don't know how much to be honest about who we are with someone. And even for those of you who have been married for months or years or many, many years, there's sometimes kind of this, are they getting bored with me? Are they tired of my same old, same old? Sometimes we wonder where we're standing in all the relationships that we have. And I think our temptation is to wonder the same thing about God. Because that's what we know here in relationships, is there's always kind of this uneasy question in moments, not all the time, in moments. And I wonder if some of us do that with God. Like, is God mad at me for screwing up 20 years ago? Because I can't seem to let it go. How does God feel about it? And I think there's times where we wonder, is God really care about me because I keep asking for this thing and it's not happening? So have I done something to make God mad? Where do I stand with God? And I want you to know, first of all, you are not alone in this room. In this room, and if that's what you're feeling, you are not alone. Those doubts happen to everybody as well. And it makes me feel good that we're not alone across the whole distance and span of time, because that was something that Martin Luther struggled with a lot, is where does he stand with God? And one of his problems was he would go into confession and he would tell the priest all these awful things that he had done and that he was trying to feel forgiven. And the priest told him, you know, do your Hail Marys and say our Fathers and you will be forgiven. And Martin Luther never really felt forgiven. He never felt like God let go of the things that Martin was holding against himself. And so 5 minutes later, he'd be knocking on the confessional door again, and the priest would go, oh my gosh, this guy again? Come on. And Martin Luther would just confess over and over again, and he kept having problems knowing where he stood with God. And then he read the verse that's hanging on our banner over there from Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. This is a gift of God. And Luther read that and something in him kind of clicked, that this isn't about how good I can be. God has already decided where he stands with each of us. And it is never in standing in opposition. It is always standing in welcome. That there is never too much of us that God can't handle. The anger that we have, the questions that we have, the doubts that we fight with, the guilt that we carry is never something that will put God off of his love for us. And all of the ways that we set up these limitations and these boundaries and the relationships that we have, God keeps breaking them down. And the ways that we push other people away, God keeps breaking that down too. Because there is nothing, nothing, nothing that will stand between the love that God has for you and it reaching your heart. That is what I believe it means to be free. And if the Son has set you free from guilt, from fear, from worry, from your own self-abasement, the ways that you are hanging on to your own sin, if the Son has set you free, dear people, you are free indeed. You are free by your faith to receive the love of God, to hold on to it, to take a step in the wrong direction and know that even in that wrong direction, God is going with you, that you are free indeed to know and to live in the love that God has for you. Amen.